You know what, gang? I actually thought I would do show and tell today.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So those of you that are watching, which is nice because you guys can watch us, right, as well as listen. But I'm going to do my best to explain this. So this is my trauma berg. What's a trauma berg? A trauma berg is an explanation for how we hold trauma in our mind, in our heart, in our body, and the lies that get wired in at the impact of what happens to us. So at the very bottom, like down, 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 down in the bottom of the sea, are basically life-altering, painful events that happen. Now, these can be either wounds of omission or wounds of commission. What are those things? Well, wounds of omission are the good things you needed but never got. That's like being delighted in, being seen, being heard, knowing that you have potential, and, you know, just having somebody notice you and honor you for that. Wounds of commission are the things that happen to us that should never happen to anybody. That's the physical abuse, the sexual abuse, the psychological abuse, all of that. Now, when those things happen, what happens to us? Well, we then have attachment styles. We decide how safe other people's are or not, and that's how we move into the attachment styles. Now, all the book we have, How We Love by Mylan K. Yurkovich, this does a really great example of explaining that. Now, what happens above that, right before the waterline, are those trauma-induced shame beliefs. Those are the negative beliefs that, you know, the Apostle Paul was the first mind coach, and he's like, hey, just want you to know it matters what you think. But those are beliefs like, I'm not lovable, I'm not in control, I'm not enough, I'm powerless, I'm helpless, I can't trust anyone, I'm shameful, like I'm irredeemable, right? And then that is all going on below the waterline. What we see in each other and observe in each other are what's on the iceberg. What are those behaviors? So this is when we see control, caretaking, dependency, guilt, low self-esteem, poor boundaries, powerlessness, perfectionism, shame, excessive responsibility. Like, we see that in ourselves. We might observe it in others, even family members or our partners. We see all this stuff going on, but we don't understand that it started under the water, started back in our origin. And this is what untreated relationship trauma looks like.
Someone told me recently, we don't have to talk about the past anymore, right? We can be done with that, and we want to be done. But in order to move on in a healed state, we usually do need to tell some of those stories in a safe place with the person that can help us.
So too, when the past is leaking into the present, it's not in the past.